Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
702 Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley behind the glass. John Johnson, the update. You guys with us. 888-729-9494. That's how you get aboard as we decide if you're in or you're out. As I'm driving the Eagles bus to the playoffs and tickets are being sold tonight. It's a one-night-only sale. You cannot buy them after the Monday night game. You can't buy them next week after you get the Washington game. You certainly can't get them after the Cowboy game in Week 16. It is a one-night-only sale here on the evening show. I am driving the bus, trolley, bandwagon, whatever vehicle we can get our hands on. And we're driving it all the way to the playoffs because the Dallas Cowboys are imploding. From the coach to the owner to everything around that team says they're going to just flop their way from 6-4 to losing the worst division ever. And you know who's there to win it? The Eagles. So despite how annoying this season has been, it's really been an annoying season. And despite how many deficiencies the Eagles have, I believe they're going to make it and find a way to win a terrible division. Are you in or you're out? 888-729-9494. And if you're out, you can't get back in like Tucker. He's out, and he's not allowed back in. Now, along with our Eagles conversation, I want to throw this in there because there's something the last couple of days that has been driving me crazy, and it really is something I think we all should be bothered by. So, of course, the Phillies the other night signed Zach Wheeler. You know, they gave $118 million. They spent a lot of money again, and it's very easy to praise the Phillies when they spend, right? Wow, they spent $118 million. They really care, and they want to win. But as soon as that signing went down, good reporters around the team, including Todd Zielecki and Matt Gelb, both in their own ways wrote about how that might be it in terms of big things for the offseason because the Phillies are hesitant to pay the luxury tax. And they only have about $16 to $20 million left in payroll availability before that tax. And I think if anyone with half a brain looks at the team and says, wait a second, you guys still need another starting pitcher, you need a shortstop or a third baseman, you need at least one or two competent relievers. In the economics of baseball today, you can't do all that with that little money, especially when you don't have a farm system that is flush with prospects who trade for young, cheap talent. So you have to sign players. Yet, the storyline after the signing of Wheeler was, nope, gone, out, not going to happen. And it bothered me. It bothered me that the Phillies seemed very hesitant to pay the luxury tax, especially, well, we have an owner here in Philadelphia that has been very adamant about trying to make us believe that he wants nothing more than to win a world championship. So here, listen to this, because this is part of the reason why I've been frustrated the last couple of days. So this was John Middleton all the way back, and then this is 2016, in studio right here with Angelo Cataldi. Listen to John Middleton talking about how much winning matters to him.
Back somehow, whatever I have, or I'm going to die trying. I mean, that's just the way it's going to be. The only reason professional sports teams, I shouldn't say the only reason, but the most important reason professional sports teams exist is to win. And if you're not aiming to win, then you really don't belong owning a sports team, in my opinion.
And I agree with him on that. But here's the thing. Winning doesn't mean just building an okay team. Right now, the Phillies have an okay to a pretty good team. If they want to win a championship, they need to add more good players. I mean, that's a fact. And the only logical way for them to get there is to exceed the tax and to go add some more good players. So that was Middleton about 3.5 years ago. Here was Middleton about a month ago during one of the Phillies press conferences, end of season, they make the manager change. Listen to John Middleton when he was asked at the end of the season about, you know, paying this luxury tax.
I'm not going to go over the luxury tax so we have a better chance of being the second wild card team. That's not going to happen. I think you go over the luxury tax when you're fighting for the World Series.
All right, that's fine, John. But guess what? That means everything, what you just said, because we're going to know over the next few weeks and months what the Phillies want us to believe about their baseball team. Right? If the Phillies do nothing substantial besides sign Zach Wheeler, they're telling you and me before it's time to buy tickets for opening day, hey guys, 2020, not the year. And it's one thing to bet on something, it's one thing to believe something, but it's another thing for the team to tell you that. The owner just said when it's time to go win a World Series, he will go over the luxury tax. So guess what? Go over the luxury tax. Start that window of true contention now. Because the only way to get over the hump. So this morning I saw someone, a fan had created a petition, a change.org petition, petitioning John Middleton to pay the tax. So I saw it, I tweeted it back out, and I said, hashtag pay the tax. Pay the tax. I think we, as a fan base together, we have to hold the Phillies' feet to the fire on this one. Because if they don't, I just don't see the logical way they're going to be a real contender next year. And I'm not going to sit here and pretend I care or I'm worried about the owner's money. The guy's a billionaire. And if he has to pay a couple extra million dollars so they can have a better shortstop or another starting pitcher, they should do it. 888-729-9494. Now, on that, coincidentally today, or maybe there's something more to it, stories started trickling out this afternoon. This change.org petition came out this morning. This afternoon, how about this? Bob Nightingale, USA Today, who was the first guy last year to say, Bryce Harper to the Phillies, book it. So obviously he knows someone somewhere. He wrote a story today saying the Phillies plan to pursue free agent third baseman Anthony Rendon despite luxury tax. They're going all in and said it's either Rendon or it's Josh Donaldson to play third base. John Heyman threw out their interest in Strasburg. Good. This is exactly what they should be doing. You know, they opened a window contention. They have pretty good players. They have a pretty good team. They add Girardi. You can't just stop here. You can't just stop here. So pay the tax. Because the team they have now is pretty good. And I think they could win 85, 86 games if they just leave it alone. But they're not a real contender with the way they are right now. They're going to need to add more. Pay the tax. 888-729-9494. Are you in or you're out on the Eagles bus? Let's talk to Joe in Harleysville. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Joe, it's rare that I go against you, but I'm going to wait for the bus next year. I'm going to let this one pass by. At the beginning of the year, many people were thinking this was a Super Bowl contender. And really, that's the object of the game, is to win the Super Bowl.
Yep.
To make the playoffs only makes the owner wealthy and the concessioners wealthy, because this team will get in the playoffs and get smoked by anybody in the other in the West.
They probably will. I was thinking about it last night, Joe. The idea of whoever it is, whether it's Dallas or Philadelphia, that team is probably going to be one of the biggest home underdogs in NFL playoff history, because the NFC West runner-up might win 13 games, and the winner of this division might win 8.
I'd rather get a draft pick that's better than what they're going to get if they win out.
Well, that certainly would change the equation. Yeah, you'd get a different draft pick. And Joe, listen, I will put you on the waiting list for next year, and we'll pick you up next year. Hopefully there is a playoff bus next year. I can't worry about next year yet. But I'm not there yet. Like, I get it, the idea of a better draft pick. Let's think about Howie Roseman here for a second. The Eagles have, what, 10 or 11 picks in next year's draft? They've hoarded picks in next year's draft. Because last 2 years, the Eagles have had the least draft picks in the NFL when you add up 2018, 2019, but they have a bunch for 2020. They didn't trade any away for, you know, marginal upgrades. They didn't trade away a big one for a Jalen Ramsey or whatever. The Eagles have a lot of picks. So let's just play that game. Let's say the Eagles make the playoffs at 8-8. They get in NFC East winner, and they have, what, the 20th pick or whatever they would have, or, you know, wherever they would land in terms of being a division winner and if they knocked out in the first round. If Howie Roseman wants to get up to 15, Howie Roseman can get up to 15. We've seen this guy wheel and deal and get from 13 to 8 to 2 when he wanted a quarterback. I don't think the difference between the 20th pick in the draft or wherever they actually would lie versus the 14th or 15th pick, depending on what the record ends up being, is so substantial that I don't want to get Carson Wentz playoff experience and I don't want to experience a playoff game as a fan. I can't go there. Let's talk to Andrew in Frankfurt. Let's see if he's on the bus or not. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, can you hear me? It's the Eagles speaker.
Gotcha, buddy. What's up?
Hey, first off, I'm on the bus. I'm all in. I'm ready to go. I'm excited for the last four games of the season. Count me in. I think we're going to win the game. No doubt about it. Rest of the season and make it to the playoffs. I got a question now.
Okay.
What do you think if, for some crazy reason, I'm going to go crazy here, we win the Super Bowl? Do you think this season kind of loses its Super Bowl feeling if you win it because of how terrible we've been the whole beginning of the year? You know, barely making it to the playoffs, beating terrible teams to get in. You know, we won in 2017. It was this crazy thing. We dominated teams. We were the best team in the league. You know, blew out teams in the playoffs. And then it feels like we're just you know, barely itching by and getting in there. Listen, I will be stoked. I'm just wondering your mind, your thought on that.
Yeah, you know what? I think, Andrew, I think we'd get caught up in the day-by-day and the moment. Like, I think if the Eagles got to the Super Bowl this year, we'd remember it as a great end of the year. And I don't think we'd look back and say, man, they lost the Dolphins. Like, when you said it, I was trying to think of other teams that kind of fit the bill like that. The 2008 Cardinals, now they lost the Super Bowl on that last second pass by Ben Roethlisberger. But the 2008 Cardinals, they were kind of like the Eagles in the middle of the season, like 500-ish, and they weren't very good, and they won a bad division. And then I think to, what was it, the second one of those Giants teams, the 9-7 one that won in like 2011. I mean, they won a Super Bowl. I don't think the people in New York cared about that they were kind of a weird team all year. I think the end is what matters the most.
I agree with you 100%. Let's go do it this year. I'm feeling it.
Love it, Andrew. I appreciate the phone call. Now, I am not prepared, nor am I ready to plan a bus trip down to Miami for a Super Bowl. Let's just try to get the 6-7 on Monday Night Football this week. But, yeah, look, if the Eagles made a run, I think that would be so unexpected, so exciting that we would look at a lot of things differently, feel differently. I'm not even worried about that yet. And I'm not even allowing myself to think about the idea of them winning playoff games. But I have changed my mind on what this team could do, not even because I think very highly of this Eagles team. I don't. I can't. They've robbed that from us because of the way they've played. But somebody has to win this division. You know, I've made the comparison a lot this year that the Eagles and Phillies are, you know, the past Phillies team, very reminiscent because every time we wanted to give up on the Phillies last year and say, yeah, they're not good enough, they're not very good, the reality of the standings hit us in the face. The Phillies, until the last week or so of the season, were never more than a couple games out. Like they were, maybe they fell to 3 or 4 in the wild card, but then they'd creep back up to 2 or 1. It was all summer. So there was always, you always had plausible deniability when you wanted to give up. Like, well, they're not really out of it. That's been the Eagles. But here's the difference. In the National League, somebody was going to win the wild card, right? There's a bunch of teams. Someone might get hot. That doesn't exist in the NFC East. There's only two possibilities. Look at me, Washington. I know they're mathematically locked. But if the Cowboys totally flop out, the Eagles will flop in. You go back to the Phillies comparison, it wasn't like that. You know, if the Cubs flopped out, which they did, it didn't mean the Phillies flop in to the wild card because at the end of the year, it was the Brewers that popped up and got hot. That doesn't exist. Like, the Giants aren't going to get hot like the Brewers did in the wild card and win the East. That doesn't work. It's either the Eagles or the Cowboys. So if you're with me on that, the Cowboys are such a mess that they're going to lose this, well, that means the Eagles are going to win it. Sam is in Williamstown. What's up, Sam?
Hey, Joe. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, buddy. What's up tonight?
Well, first off, I'm on the bus, and there's nothing more that I want to see is Dallas not winning the division and going home and starting their vacation early. But my big thing is, if we went out and get into the playoffs, what's the probability of Deshaun coming back and us playing like week 1 and having a deep threat?
Sam, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, here's the good thing, that having the surgery, I think, gives them a much better chance of coming back than, you know, the way they did it the first time with the rehab. So I don't know if it would be the first week of the playoffs, if they'd have to win a game for him to be ready. But yeah, I mean, it's out there. It's crazy because Sam, when he had the surgery and they put him on the IR, I found it interesting, the wording of it. Like, he is eligible to return for the playoffs. That makes me think that they think that could actually happen.
Yeah, because it's a whole new ball game. Number one, it's the playoffs, so it's a totally different game. And number two, if we have a deep threat, you know, and we have the healthy running backs, I mean, we're wide open.
Well, it would change things. I mean, it would change the offense. It would give them something they missed all year. Sam, I appreciate the call. Now, the one thing I think it's fair to bring up is that in the week 1 of the season, they were playing Washington. And if the Eagles actually do make the playoffs, they'll be playing San Francisco or Seattle. The competition is going to be a little bit different. But without a doubt, Deshaun, if he could come back for the playoffs and they're there, makes a major difference. Sostino's in New Jersey. What's up, Sostino?
Hey, what's up, Joe?
How you doing, buddy?
Doing good. Listen, I don't know how much damage can Mike Klentak do to the Phillies. He's talking about it's time to win now. Do you think signing Andrew Knapp is time to win now?
I would not call Sostino Andrew Knapp a win-now move. It's not how I qualify. You know what it sounds like to me? It sounds like a cheap move. It's a cheap backup catcher where they don't have to spend a lot of money, and then they're kind of going on the cheap there with him.
I don't like the Zach Wheeler signing because with that kind of money, they could sign like two pitchers with that money, like $50 million-ish for like 2 or 3 years.
They could have. Sostino, you're right. They could have. They allocated that money to a guy that has been more a tease, been more potential than he's ever been great. They're banking a lot on Zach Wheeler, and I'm with you on that one. I'm very skeptical that he's going to be great for the Phillies.
Zach Wheeler, I don't like because he had the stuff, but I think the mentality is not there. I don't know. It's like Nick Pivetta. He had great stuff, but the mentality is like he's not there.
Well, I mean, look, he's going to be 30 next year too, Sostino. I'd appreciate the call. As far as what the Matt Klentak more damage he could do, guess what? If Matt Klentak does any real damage this offseason, it is in they prioritize today over any semblance of the future because Klentak is just gunning, you know, to keep his job. But look, here's where I'm at with the Phillies. I begrudgingly am accepting the idea that Zach Wheeler is here because I can't do anything about it. I'm going to cross my fingers and hope he stays healthy and reaches potential. I wouldn't bet on that, but they can't stop now. Like they've built a team that is the window of contention for them, considering their age, their contract status, it's all open right now. Like they can't stop here because if they stop here, they've spent like $190 million on a fourth place team. It just doesn't make any sense. You have to keep going. And that's why they have to pay the tax. It doesn't have to be Anthony Rendon. It could be Josh Donaldson. It could be Danny Gregorius. It could be another pitcher. I mean, they could spread the money however they actually want to do it. I'm not saying it has to be this player or it's Rendon or bust. Like last year was Machado or Harper or bust. That's not the way I feel. But it has to be something or bust because if you just sign Zach Wheeler and you kind of cut it off there, you're not. It doesn't make any sense. 888-729-9494, #9494. Pay the tax, Phillies, which, according to the latest rumors today, they may actually be thinking of doing, which is a good thing. And on the Eagles, I am driving the playoff bus after watching this Cowboys thing careen off the road in Dallas. We are driving this thing. We will arrive at Lincoln Financial Field, wild card weekend, for a home playoff game. Are you in? I have tickets available. Let me know. And if you're not, like Tucker, you could go to his house and watch the wild card weekend round. But we are going to be at the stadium because guess what? The Eagles are going to go to the playoffs. Somehow, some way, this Dallas team is going to give it to them. And I think the Eagles are smart enough and have a good enough coach to settle this thing down and take it from them. 888-729-9494, #9494. That is how you get in. We'll come back. We have touched on something today. Both Tucker and I had pretty embarrassing moments today in different ways before we came into work. So we're going to hit on that. And I think tonight's a good night for all to kind of get some things off our chest here on the evening show. 888-729-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.